Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the
Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. Great to be with you today. I want to begin the broadcast today with a little heads up. We're going to be interviewing Dr. Carolyn Buss at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time on KERM Radio. Would love for you to get the information out to as many people as you possibly can. Some of you may know that Dr. Carolyn Buss has just undergone a two-year battle with stage 4 cancer. She has written a book on her experience, and we are going to be interviewing her again on KERM Radio today. So if you know anybody that has had cancer, battling with cancer, the after effects of cancer, this book is a faith builder for some that are going through the process. And we want to get her information out as far as it will go. We want to promote her book. We want to just thank God for the victory, because so many people lose the battle. They just lose the battle with cancer. And Carolyn, Dr. Carolyn Buss, is coming through with just gold. She's coming through like gold. And that is very powerful, very important. So at 11 o'clock on KERM Radio, if you don't have an AM/FM radio station, you could tune in at 790 AM or just go to KERM, that's K-U-R-M, KERM, K-U-R-M.net. And that'll take you online to the radio broadcast at 11 o'clock, which is in about an hour and 57 minutes from now. So we're looking forward to that. KERM.net, and we will begin to interview Dr. Carolyn Buss. Now, today is a very interesting day. I want to begin this radio broadcast. I want to welcome everybody on YouTube. If you're out there today watching, we're looking forward to hearing from you. We're praising God that you're tuning in, you're subscribing to our channel, and you're giving it a little thumbs up and getting the information out. And thank you for sharing this radio station in this moment, this Watchman broadcast. I want everyone to remember and to know that we are broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on our omegaradio.org. We have an internet radio station that has been broadcasting live for 2 years. And not live, we're just broadcasting. We go live 5 days a week, but 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I scour the internet and I bring on the most relevant messages for the body of Christ to inform us and to equip us It's important that we are informed. It's important that we are equipped. And that's what we do on omegaradio.org. And we would love for you to visit omegaradio.org and share it with your friends. Tell them that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they can tune in and listen to the radio station and send it to all their friends. It's global. It's all over the world. And we praise God for it. So having said that, I want to read to you a little document. It's a tiny little document that came out in November of 2019. So we're talking November 6th, December, January. We're just in February, about 3 months ago. This was brought forth. The author of this was Timothy Meads, and he's a very sincere individual. And again, he posted this on November 6, 2019. Here's the title of the message: 11,000 scientists signed letter suggesting population control to stop global warming. Let me just read to you once again the headline of Timothy Meads' letter. He said 11,000 scientists signed a letter suggesting population control to stop global warming. Now, here's the article. He said that more than 11,000 scientists signed a letter on Tuesday, November 6th, suggesting population control is the way to stop global warming and save humanity from supposed extinction. I mean, obviously, it's better to have a million humans left over as long as the entire population of mankind is not wiped out by some super virus or bug, right? So the scientists are saying that the only way to save the human race is to stop global warming, and there's one way to do that, through population control. He said the paper, published on bioscience.com, so you can go to bioscience.com, and they're going to shut it down, and I guarantee it will be shut down. Well, the paper there says that scientists have a moral obligation to clearly warn humanity of any catastrophic threat and to, quote, tell it like it is. On the basis of this obligation and the graphical indicators presented below, we declare, the 11,000 scientists, with more than 11,000 science signatories from around the world, clearly and unequivocally, that planet Earth is facing a climate emergency. All right, so that was their obligation to warn. Ironically, the scientist paper, officially titled World Scientist Warning of a Climate Emergency, boasts its similarity to another dire warning from science 40 years ago, warning of impending doom due to global warming. So this has been around for some time. So here's what the paper of the 11,000 scientists specifically says. This is what they said. Still increasing by roughly 80 million people per year, or more than 200,000 per day, the world population must be stabilized and ideally gradually reduced within a framework that ensures social integrity. There are proven and effective policies that strengthen human rights while lowering fertility rates and lessening the impacts of population growth on GHG emissions and biodiversity loss. These policies make family planning services available to all people, remove barriers to their access, and achieve full gender equity, including primary and secondary education, as a global norm for all, especially girls and young women. Okay. So it should come as a surprise to no one that a group of leftist scientists are suggesting fewer people in the way to solve the world's population and problems. So this sort of thinking has plagued progressives for at least the past 100 years. Now, the only way their plan could ever succeed is through a tyrannical government. Now, I want to shift, and I want to read to you a little bit of a study here on this population control. Now, I want to just – I'll just read it to you. And you all know who Jeff Rentz is, right? And it's one of the most gone-to websites, and there are articles everywhere. And I thought this article was very telling to say the least, of the 11,000. So let's go ahead and look at this. I'm going to get to a very particular and specific thought here in just a moment. But the New World Order plans to depopulate the Earth. Okay, this was written by Steve Jones in 2005. I want you to keep that in mind. The one we just read about the 11,000 scientists suggesting the way to solve Earth's problems is through depopulation. That was written just a few months ago. 11,000 scientists signed off on this. Now, the New World Order plans to depopulate the Earth. If I were reincarnated, I would wish to be returned to Earth as a killer virus to lower human population levels. That was a quote by Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. World population is, by all intents and purposes, completely out of control. Plans are underway now, implemented by the New World Order elite, to depopulate the planet's 6 to 7 billion people to a manageable level of between 500 million and 2 billion. Now, you may have said, or you may be saying, I've heard of this population conspiracy theory, depopulation conspiracy theory, the Illuminati, the global elite, the New World Order, the Georgia Guidestones, and all of those different things. Okay, you may have said, I've heard all that. Well, hear it again. It's important for what is being touted as a major issue right now. You know, the coronavirus. And I was just listening to our senator, Tom Cotton from Arkansas, was talking about this, and it's very important. I'm going to try to get it for you to hear it, because this is not just coming out of the wacky world of conspiracy theorists. It is something that admirals and generals and presidents and kings and dictators are talking about right now. And our senator, Tom Cotton, actually brought some information I think is very important for you to understand. So we're going to be informed, and then we're going to get equipped, okay? So this goes on. There are many means and methods of depopulation that are being employed today, the three primary of which include unsustainable, exploitative international development, which leads to massive hunger, starvation, and famine worldwide. That's employed, which means it's not just something that's happening organically, it's something that is being utilized. It's something man-made. Okay, it's employed. It's used to bring population control to the LCDs, or the least developed countries, the LDCs. So now, this kills at least 40 million annually. So that first employment of unsustainable international development is what they call it, leads to 40 million deaths a year to keep the LDCs, the least populated regions. We'll get into that in just a second. 40 million a year. The fomentation of war, hatred, and military procurements throughout the nations, leading to millions of deaths worldwide. Number two. So again, we go from hunger and starvation that kills 40 million to war, hatred, and military procurements throughout the nations, leading to millions of deaths worldwide. And finally, number three, the creation and spread of infectious diseases, leading to global pandemic, plague, and pestilence on an unprecedented scale. So this is what the New World Order, this is what the global elite employ to keep population control down, all right? This is want to keep the population down. And you're going to see that President Gerald Ford in 1975 signed a document called the National Study on this, which was a Henry Kissinger population control mandate. It's still on the books, but let me continue. Other methods used include the buildup and use of nuclear, chemical, and biological agents, weapons and warfare, the poisoning and contamination of the planet's food and water supplies, the introduction and use of deadly pharmaceutical drugs in society, weather modification and the triggering of earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, and tsunamis through electromagnetic psychotronic weapons, both on Earth and in space, the promotion of homosexuality to limit population growth and spread the deadly AIDS virus, forced sterilization in countries such as China, forced vaccinations, abortion, euthanasia, etc. Now remember, this was written in 2005, 15 years ago. Death and the management of who lives and who dies has become the central organizing principle of the 21st century. You know, this is amazing because when you get to the Bible, to the Feast of the Lord, everybody knows the fall feast begins on the first day of the seventh month, which is the blowing of trumpets. And then there are what is called 10 days of awe leading up to the Day of Atonement. And then on the Day of Atonement, which is a high holy day, it is on that day that we are told that the courts of heaven rule as to who is going to live and who is going to die. That God actually has viewed the heart of his people who during the 10 days of awe examined themselves, confessed their sins, discovered and unearthed their sins, if you will, confessed them, repented of them. They found repentance to turn away and not do those things anymore. Well, on the Day of Atonement, the sacrifice was made. And then the people 4 days later begin the Feast of Tabernacles, which are for those who have confessed their sins and received the atonement are now rejoicing in their liberty and freedom. But it's specifically in that climate that God determines who will live and who will die. But in this document I'm reading, they are the New World Order, the global elite, the scientists, the who are they today? The technocrats. They are determining who is going to live and who is going to die. Now, the previous century has been by far the bloodiest in human history. Hunger, famine, talking about the last 100 years, and disease took billions of innocent lives, not just the natural process of living and dying, but again, hunger, famine, disease took billions of innocent lives. World Wars I and II, along with despotic regimes of Mao, Pol Pot, Stalin, Hitler, Reagan, Bush, and others, took hundreds of millions. The 21st century is shaping up to accelerate this dismal trend where hunger, famine, and disease are reaping record levels of death, the equivalent of 7 Jewish Holocaust annually. That's 42 million every year. Contemporary wars continue to rage on and proliferate. In the nation of Iraq, the killing fields have taken the lives of more than 2 million men, women, and children, mostly children. This past decade, from foreign and economic intervention, vastly unreported is the genocide occurring in the Congo, where more than 4 million people have been slaughtered, mutilated, and massacred recently, with only scant world attention given. And remember, this is back in 2005. Add to this the unrestrained and very profitable buildup of weapons of mass destruction, nuclear, chemical, and biological in the world, particularly in the volatile Middle East region, with the expressed desire and willingness to actually use them, and you have an apocalypse of World War III becoming a virtual inevitability. The death toll of this war is sure to surpass all previous in scale and in magnitude as has been planned. And you know that Morals and Dogmas, written by Albert Pike, the 33rd degree Mason, who was in cahoots with the Italian Mason Massini, wrote a book where they detailed what they needed to do to implement their Masonic plans. Was they created World War I, World War II. They wrote about it, and they also wrote about World War III. World War I and World War II were exact to their plans. Don't ever forget that. There's so much going on in our world today, and people are rather insane at the top. Now, the international campaign to eliminate the useless eaters, according to the Club of Rome, on behalf of the planet's privileged ruling elite, is surely to take a more voracious toll as global population levels continue to rise. So what are useless eaters? Well, these are your elderly people that don't really fit in or do anything to promote a society, right? Your global elite and their children and their grandchildren are so important to them that all the useless eaters of the world that aren't doing anything, the less developed countries, the LDCs, that's where population control from Henry Kissinger in 1973 and was signed off by President Gerald Ford in 1975. And it's detailed, it's accurate, it's declassified, signed off by President Ford, that the idea was to maintain population control in the lesser developed countries. And they did this through abortion, sterilization, it goes on and on and on, and through war and food supply and raping the resources of those lesser developed countries and promising to keep them safe. It's all written, and I'm going to get into it in just a little bit. But can you imagine 500 million global elite, the global elite themselves, their families, their grandchildren? They want to have a planet where they could be taken care of, and these 7 billion other people need to get off the planet. They need to get all these useless eaters, these non-prolific people, these waste-of-time people, these, I want to be careful how I say it. They just need to get off the planet and stop eating all of our food. That's what the global elites say. Now, to implement their final solution, the global elite, like Adolf Hitler, had a final solution, get rid of all the Jewish people. To implement their final solution, to depopulate 4 to 5 billion people from the earth, the world's elite will undoubtedly harness the newly emerging biotech and nanotechnology industries to create a super bioweapon virus, creating a global kill-off pandemic through which only they will have the cure. Now, I don't know if you'll be able to hear this or not. What I'd like to do, if you'll be patient with me for just a moment, is I want to go to my Facebook page for just a moment. I want to share with you something that was sent to me, and I'm going to go into Messenger. And I'm going to share with you what, and I do, I have found it right here, and I want you to hear this. This is Senator Tom Cotton, okay, the Arkansas senator. He is part of the Trilateral Commission, has been to their meetings. I want you to hear what he has to say.
The fact, the coronavirus could result in a global pandemic. While you were all sleeping overnight, the number of diagnosed cases in China increased by 30%. Now, let me be clear. That's not new cases. That is just newly admitted cases. It is probably several orders of magnitude higher than that. Also, while you were sleeping, China now has its entire border with Russia closed, 2,600 miles Russia has closed that border. El Al has shut down travel between Israel and China. Air France has shut down travel between China and France. And that's in addition to all the other countries that have already shut down travel. From what we know so far, and there's still many unknowns, this virus could have both a long incubation period, as much as 14 days, and individuals could be contagious while asymptomatic, which was not the case with SARS in 2003. Furthermore, from some cases, it appears the virus could be aerosolized, which means it doesn't require the kind of contact that you have with, say, a married couple kissing each other or a family living in close quarters in a hotel or apartment, but rather the distances we are all sitting apart right now. Yet China is still lying about all of this. They've been lying about it from the very beginning, and you don't need their history of lying about SARS in 2003, though it is relevant here. You just have to see what's happened over the last 2 months. We now know that the first case manifested no later than December 1, even though China didn't reveal it to the WHO until a month later on December 31st, when they continued to hide it from their own citizens. And they continued to say that it had been contained inside Wuhan. Today, it is in every single province in China. They also claimed for almost 2 months until earlier this week that it had originated in a seafood market in Wuhan, that locals had contracted it from animals in, say, bat soup or snake tartare. That is not the case. The Lancet published a study last weekend demonstrating that of the original 40 cases, 14 of them had no contact with the seafood market, including patient zero. As one epidemiologist said, that virus went into the seafood market before it came out of the seafood market. We still don't know where it originated. Could have been another seafood market. Could have been a farm. Could have been a food processing company. I would note that Wuhan also has China's only biosafety level 4 super laboratory that works with the world's most deadly pathogens to include, yes, coronavirus. Now, look at China's own actions. They have quarantined 60 million people, 60 million, more than the entire population of our West Coast. They've shut down schools indefinitely. Classes canceled nationwide indefinitely. Hong Kong, a part of China, has basically shut down all travel from the mainland. That's why it is essential that we immediately stop all travel on commercial aircraft between China and the United States, making exceptions, of course, for American citizens to come back, as we just brought back yesterday, allowing essential trade to flow as long as crews on ships and aircraft are not allowed to go into the general population in America, and making exceptions, of course, for medical personnel to go into China to try to get a handle on this. It is essential that we take those steps and essential that we get to the bottom of China's deceit and incompetence on this measure. And gentlemen, I raise this with you because you are responsible in your combatant commands for some countries that have the most fragile public institutions, to include the most fragile public health institutions in the world. So I ask, even though as of this morning there are not yet confirmed cases of coronavirus in your combatant commands, though I suspect there will be soon, what is your assessment about the ability of the governments in your combatant commands to handle a potential global pandemic like this, General Townsend?
Thanks, Senator. So there are not, that I'm aware of, any confirmed cases, as you mentioned, but there are some suspected cases. The first suspected case I've heard of is in Djibouti, which you would imagine with the significant Chinese presence there. The capacity of African nations to deal with this problem varies widely. For example, in Eastern Africa, Central East Africa, they've been dealing with Ebola, and they've been dealing with Ebola largely on their own and doing a pretty good job of it. So I think capacity there, but anywhere else in Africa is probably not to that degree.
Admiral Fowler.
The Venezuela crisis has already strained the social services of many of the nations. As you're aware, Senator, we had to deploy the hospital ship Comfort twice in 1 year to last deployment, 12 different nations. And in 1 5-day span, it can do the equivalent of a whole month for a region of some of the major countries. So I would be extremely concerned. General Townsend, the capacity is very widely, but in many cases they're strained and to the limit. I'd be very concerned if we saw this spread.
Thank you. As a defensive measure, I just say again, it is essential that we shut down all commercial air travel immediately between the United States and China. As an offensive measure, because that probably won't stop it entirely, and because if it becomes a global pandemic, we have to deal with countries with very limited capabilities here. We need a Manhattan Project level effort to work with our best research scientists and laboratories in this country to develop a vaccine as quickly as possible.
All right. So what is the eeriness behind that? What is the eerie reality about we have to come up with a vaccine as quickly as possible? It seems to be the call for what we have been reading about, the plans. And let me just share something from a friend of mine who actually has been with the FBI and has been on reconnaissance missions throughout the world. And I don't ever boast about contacts, but this is a friend of mine. And I will be meeting with him this week, actually. And he was talking. I asked him. He said, this virus looks to be severe. He said, I thought it would be. It's bioengineered. So it is designed to try to survive. If they get a vaccine, it won't take it. And then I said, well, in California, they're already signing off on a bill that forces vaccinations. He said, I would leave the state or try to not be found. He said, the vaccine may well guarantee getting it. It will be very rare vaccine. It will be RNA biology and will contain the S protein. It's a live virus and it will attach to the persons due to the S protein being added. The protein attaching to it causes the cell to take it in and release the virus. So you just heard Senator Tom Cotton advocating for a quick vaccination. We just heard that in California, they're signing a bill for forced vaccination. And why? Why do you want a forced vaccination? Because we don't want you carrying this virus and hurting all the population of California. So everybody's going to take a vaccination to stop this thing from spreading. And yet the vaccination from an FBI personnel, ex-FBI personnel, is saying that the vaccination itself will open up to the virus. Is this a population control? As I started in the very beginning, Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, said, if I were reincarnated, I would wish to be returned to Earth as a killer virus to lower human population levels. Have the New World Order come to a conclusion that it's time to depopulate planet Earth because of all the problems we're having? I mean, we won't have a problem with world war. We won't have a problem with hunger and starvation. We won't have any problems of crime like this if we depopulate the planet and get rid of everybody that's causing problems. And we, the global elite, and our families and our grandchildren lineage, we will manage the world. And if we could get it down to 500 million or a billion, we who govern 7 billion right now, we can much better manage a population of a billion or 500 million. And is it time? I mean, it's not a conspiracy theory. How do I know that? Well, this is from the Schiller Institute. And there are many of these you could look at, but this is the reality. This article appeared as part of a feature in the December 8th, 1995 issue of Executive Intelligence Review and was circulated extensively by the Schiller Institute Food for Peace Movement. It is reprinted here as a part of the package. Who is responsible for the world food shortage? And then it has this. Kissinger's 1974, that's Henry Kissinger, 1974 plan for food control genocide. On December 10th, 1974, the U.S. National Security Council, under Henry Kissinger, completed a classified 200-page study called the National Security Study Memorandum 200. Implications of worldwide population growth for U.S. security and overseas interests. That's what the whole memorandum was about. The study falsely claimed that population growth in the so-called lesser developed countries, or the LDCs, was a grave threat to U.S. national security. Adopted as official policy in November of 1975 by President Gerald Ford, NSSM 200 outlined a covert plan to reduce population growth in those countries through birth control and also implicitly war and famine. Brent Scowcroft, who had by then replaced Kissinger as National Security Advisor, the same post Scowcroft was to hold in the Bush administration, was put in charge of implementing the plan. CIA Director George Bush was ordered to assist Scowcroft, as were the Secretaries of State, Treasury, Defense, and Agriculture. The bogus arguments that Kissinger advanced were not original. One of his major sources was the Royal Commission on Population, which King George VI had created in 1944 to consider what measures should be taken in the national interest to influence the future trend of population. The commission found that Britain was gravely threatened by population growth in its colonies since a populous country has decided advantages over a sparsely populated one for industrial production. The combined effects of increasing population and industrialization in its colonies, it warned, quote, might be decisive in its effects on the prestige and influence of the West, especially affecting military strength and security. So, if the United States of America combined, all of us in the United States, we were the global elite, we were the offspring of the elite, right? All the U.S. Well, what they're saying is the rest of the world, the rest of the population needs to be reduced because their overpopulating is going to take the resources that we need. So they literally came up with a plan to depopulate the lesser populated countries, the LDCs, right? Now, the NSSM 200 similarly concluded that the United States was threatened by population growth in the former colonial sector. It paid special attention to 13 key countries in which the United States had a special political and strategic interest. And who were they? India, Bangladesh, Pakistan, Indonesia, Thailand, the Philippines, Turkey, Nigeria, Egypt, Ethiopia, Mexico, Brazil, and Colombia. It claimed that population growth in those states was especially worrisome since it would quickly increase their relative political, economic, and military strength. You know what it sounds a lot like? The Egyptian pharaoh who saw the Israelis growing within Egypt. And what did they say? Population control. Think about it. They were threatened by the growing population of the Israelis in Egypt thousands of years ago. And so the pharaoh said, kill them. It's been around for a really long time. Now, who the global elite are today are not just the United States elite. I don't believe that. I believe there's a global elite, obviously. Now, for example, they said, Nigeria, and this is a quote. This is in the document. Already the most populous country on the continent with an estimated 55 million people in 1970, Nigeria's population by the end of this century is projected to number 135 million. This suggests a growing political and strategic role for Nigeria, at least in Africa, or Brazil. Brazil clearly dominated the continent demographically. The study warned of a growing power status for Brazil in Latin America and on the world scene over the next 25 years, end of quote. So again, the signing by President Gerald Ford of the NSSM 200 document, okay, was because the United States was threatened by what was going on in other populations around the world. Now, did we use weapons? Well, food as a weapon. There were several measures that Kissinger advocated to deal with this alleged threat, most prominently birth control and related population reduction programs. He also warned that population growth rates are likely to increase appreciably before they begin to decline, even if such measures were adopted. A second measure was curtailing food supplies to targeted states, in part to force compliance with birth control policies. Here was the quote. There is also some established precedent for taking account of family planning performance in appraisal of assistance requirements by AID, or the U.S. Agency for International Development, and consultative groups. Since population growth is a major detriment of increases in food demand, allocation of sparse PL480 resources should take account of what steps a country is taking in population control as well as food production. In these sensitive relations, however, it is important in style as well as substance to avoid the appearance of coercion. So the idea was, don't look like you're going to do no quid pro quo, right? But if they're not complying with abortion and Planned Parenthood ideas, then we need to do something about their food supply. Okay. He said mandatory programs may be needed and we should be considering these possibilities now. The document continued, adding, quote, would food be considered an instrument of national power? Is the U.S. prepared to accept food rationing to help people who can't work control their population growth? Well, Kissinger also predicted a return of famines that could make exclusive reliance on birth control programs unnecessary. He said rapid population growth and lagging food production in developing countries, together with the sharp deterioration in the global food situation in 1972 and 3, have raised serious concerns about the ability of the world to feed itself adequately over the next quarter of century and beyond, he reported. And then finally, the cause of that coming food deficit was not natural, however, but was a result of Western financial policy. Capital investments for irrigation and infrastructure and the organization requirements for continuous improvements in agricultural yields may be beyond the financial administration capacity of many LDCs, lesser developed countries. Now, I just want to stop for a moment here. If you ever went online and got the NSSM 200 document signed by Gerald Ford, the Henry Kissinger population control mandate, and read it, you would see that they intentionally undereducated women in these countries. There are 100 different employments to control the world population. Now, it's bursting, nearing 8 million, they say, or 8 billion, I'm sorry. There's a virus. Our senator, Tom Cotton, just said that we need to come up with a vaccination immediately because it's spreading all over the world. Well, it's time to let you talk for a little bit now. The number to call, 818-369-0326, 818-369-0326. I don't like the feeling because recently, I don't know why, Patricia and I have had these images of Schindler's List. You've all seen Schindler's List about the Nazi concentration camps and the people that were brought into them. And then last night, just going to an old TMC movie channel, whatever it was about Nazi Germany and Auschwitz. For some reason, there's an eerie feeling that what happened to the Jewish population under the Final Solution of Adolf Hitler seems to be a growing reality in the world in which we live today. And the fear that is going to rise in the populations and the willingness, now listen carefully, the willingness to surrender our privacy for national security is going to rise. People are going to beg their government to take care of them. But one of the founding fathers said that any people that surrender the sovereignty of their privacy for their national security are not worthy or deserving of neither national security or privacy. Something is deadly wrong in the world today. I had a call from a 12-year-old young man last night. Patricia and I were lying in bed. He called. He said, "Pastor Vince, you need to know this. I think you'll be interested about the coronavirus." 12 years old. He said, "There's a video game called Resident Evil. And in the video game," he said, "there was a coronavirus. And the virus that was released in China made the people go crazy. And when they gave them vaccinations, it made them go more crazy. And all they wanted to do was eat meat. And then they were crazed for red, bloody meat. And then they became the zombies that wherever there was a look of meat, human beings, whatever, that was their target. And they went crazy." This was all in a Resident Evil game about coronavirus and the vaccinations employed. When we hear Senator Tom Cotton, who has gone to the Trilateral Commission meetings and is a part of a upper echelon of people talking to generals and admirals, is who you heard in his little video. And they're talking about hurrying up a vaccination because it's going to be a global pandemic. And you realize that this is part of the plans of the global elite: reduce the population. I'm asking the question today, is that what we are facing right now with the potential World War III, hunger, famine, disease? Are we right now looking? Because remember I told you at the beginning of the week in Isaiah 47 that God said to Babylon that there is something coming. You're not going to be able to put it off because you're not going to know where it came from, and it's going to wipe you out. Are we facing such a crisis, or is this still just conspiracy theory? The number to call, 818-369-0326. How do you feel about being on a planet where there is the desire to depopulate the earth on purpose for the survival and well-being of a global elite? Well, let's take our first call coming in this morning from area code 858. I believe that's my beloved wife, Patricia Joy. Good morning, Patricia. How are you? Welcome to the broadcast.
Well, I am doing well at much of what I hear, of course, but it be possible that the commissioned work by Kissinger and his cronies is being allowed to be done by the hand of God to fulfill prophecy of that which has been in the book of Revelation for 2,000 years regarding the unpopulation of the earth. Could he be using them and to fulfill his word?
Anything could be possible, right? I'm hoping that you're being heard. Everything is very quiet on my end right now, and I'm not sure why. Let me turn this up. There you are. Patricia, could you repeat what you just said?
Yes. Kissinger and his cronies that have put together this diabolical system to work to depopulate the earth, could it be allowed by God himself to fulfill the book of Revelation? Not that God wants it and purposes it, but because of the actions of mankind, we really do eat our own seed. If we populate and we continue to move in that direction, but we have not, we have decided to abort. We have decided that there would be death process beginning in the earth with abortion. My question is this the hand of God saying, "I am fulfilling my book of Revelation of the decrease of population, one third and then half, which is written in the book of Revelation. And he is using these people, these men, to do so.
Well, I think it's more than God just using them to fulfill his word. I really believe the revelation was a prophecy, a foreknowledging of what men would be doing to themselves. And so what they're doing is playing into what God foretold. Absolutely.
Right. And so that we realize and know that it is going to be done. So, again, what we need to do, I believe, is remember by scripture, in scripture, that the evil will be totally and completely destroyed by Almighty God. And those who are alive and remaining, he will receive unto himself. And so we will be protected in this time, and we have to understand that many scriptures speak of the evil that is going to be perpetrated, not coming upon the beloved in the overcomer. It's there in scripture we could get.
Amen. All right. Very good. Wonderful comment. And I think there's a lot of truth into that, and we need to explore that a little bit deeper. Let's take our next call coming in from area code 605. Good morning. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Well, yes, I believe we've come to the time now that Ezekiel 9 is going to be coming to pass. And that particular chapter is about a vision showing the preservation of the righteous and the destruction of the wicked. And yes, and man is doing this, and like this Sister Patricia said, it's a fulfillment of the Word of God in Revelations. But the good part is when this came to pass in Ezekiel 9, it was the time when Ezekiel, he called to the man called with linen, and he had a writer's ink horn by his side. Now he marked the people that were of God, and that's the seal of the Holy Ghost. But those that did not have that, according to that verse 5 of Ezekiel 9, if I'm reading this and perceiving this right, and to the others he said in hearing, go ye after through the city and smite, and let not your eyes spare, neither, and have pity. Slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children and women, but not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary, then to begin at the Ancient of Men and before the house of the elders. So the Holy Ghost is our protection.
Well, amen to that. And that's important that we get that understanding with the Word of God. And there is a protection. Someone asked the other day, you know, what can you do about it? I mean, what can you do? Can you get into fear and panic? Let me tell you something about the fear and panic that is rising in the atmosphere. Whether it's a contrived coronavirus, acted out, make-believe, hysteria, to create hysteria, whatever it is, the demonic atmosphere, or the atmosphere in the world in general, if they push this, and this is the time for that pushing, as was just said, then the atmosphere is something that every one of us has got to prepare for, because fear, panic, sickness, demonic things. So again, what has God been telling us for many, many years? What has he been saying? Prepare yourself, spirit, soul, and body. Because if fear comes in, Job said, the thing that I feared has come upon me. So if there's fear, if there's panic, if there's worry, concern, you know, all these things, it opens the door to demonic spirit. And so it is imperative for God's people, first of all, to be secured in the promises of God, like Psalm 91, or like living your life in such a manner that you get sealed, like one of the 144,000. Have you been sighing and crying over the abominations committed in the land? Is your heart tender towards the Lord? Are you an obedient Christian? Are you walking in the integrity of the cross? You see, that didn't really matter to a lot of people because it wasn't the most fun thing to do to become Christ-like in our nature for some. But now that the panic is on, will people step it up a little bit and say, out of the fear of God, I better get my act together? Well, it may. Waiting for your call, 818-369-0326, 818-369-0326. I want to welcome everybody to the broadcast. I'm just presenting information because we need to be informed, and I wanted to talk to the body of Christ about this and say, is this real or is it not real? I mean, is it proposed? But the thing that kind of kicked it over the top for me is to see Senator Tom Cotton, whom I've met personally, Tom Cotton, right here in Northwest Arkansas. And we were to have a meeting with him when we went to Washington, D.C. and met with our Congressman, Steve Womack. But he went to a meeting with the Trilateral Commission. And that was all mapped out. And it was very true. It's just a real deal. But to hear him talking with generals and admirals and pushing for vaccination and wondering, when is it going to come? You know, where is this thing growing around the world? And what's really happening right now? Speculation, propaganda, truth? What is it? Well, does the Bible say that half the population of the world is going to be taken out before the Great Tribulation? Absolutely. And if there are 8 billion people, then 4 billion people are going to be taken off the earth. 4 billion people. And then by the time you get to the Great Tribulation, there's going to be a lot more. So there is a population control mechanism, and God's word has actually spoken it, which means it's the truth. And the question is, are you ready? I don't want to get sick. Do you want to get sick? I don't know anybody that wants to get sick and then die. Are you kidding me? No way. Let's take our next call coming in again from area code 605. Good morning. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. I don't want to die of a flu, that is, that kind of sickness. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Some time ago, I seen a movie, and I can't say how long ago, but it's been 30 years, something like that, and it was talking about shortage of food in America. And everything sort of appeared in this movie as black and white. And then all of a sudden, they said, to control population, or what came out of it was, is to control population. The people were going into this room where they seen beautiful colors and everything, and they never came out. They made them into green wafers or something like that. And this was like a Hollywood movie. Well, pardon
yeah.
me?
Yeah, I think it was called Green Solvent or something like that.
Yeah.
Where they, and yeah. Some...
I can almost relate to that today, but back then I could not relate to that because of it was so weird. And not a lot of things stay in a person's mind for a long time, but that sure did in mine.
Yeah, they're actually called. That's
very
right.
Ungodly.
It really, that's right, Ken. And did you hear the senator was saying that we need a Manhattan Project type of thing? And maybe we would look at the movie. I don't know if it's a good movie or not. I mean, as far as being clean or not, but if the senator's calling for a Manhattan Project type response to what's going on, maybe that was somewhat of a hint that maybe we should find out what was that Manhattan Project. And we know that SARS, anthrax, and other things like this are real. So, yeah, you're right on.
Well, Lord bless you and keep up the good work that you're doing. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Ken. God bless your heart. And what we're doing is just simply wanting to inform you and I want us to talk about the information that we're sharing so it's not hyper-sensationalized, all right? Solly and Green, thanks, Eddie. Solly and Green is the movie that Ken was just referring to. So let's continue to observe, but remember, there is an answer, but it will require your complete and total faith. And it is Psalm 91. Psalm 91 is a promise confirmed in the blood of Jesus Christ, but you've got to believe it. And because you belong to the Lord, he has the keeping power in your life. Amen. So I'm going to leave it there. Like I said, in 1 hour, I'm going to be interviewing Dr. Carolyn Buss on KERM Radio. If you want to hear that interview on the internet, you could go to KERM.net, K-U-R-M, K-U-R-M, KERM.net. And we'll be there, like I said, in about an hour. interviewing a woman that just got the victory over stage 4 cancer. I think it's going to be a great interview. Thanks for your prayers. Oh, and Daniel Seckham said he and I are going to do a our own little thing, and then we'll bring it on a Wednesday so that we can get him back in the mix. It's just a little late for him, 3 a.m. right now, to be doing this kind of work. We'll see you tomorrow, Lord willing. This is Pastor Vince. Shalom and God bless everybody. Goodbye on YouTube. Remember, right now, omegaradio.org, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There is a roundtable discussion going on right now. Shalom, everybody.